God's Hidden Truths. God chose to make known how great among the Gentiles are the riches of the glory of this mystery, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Colossians 1, verse 27. The truths that Nicodemus learned on his night visit to Jesus Christ were staggering. During an evening conversation, his long-held religious values had been fragmented. The requirements of the Mosaic law were impossible, unattainable to mortal man. The notion of a new birth with a new life was beyond the concept of human reason. The idea of flesh born of flesh and spirit born of God's spirit was inconceivable. The old law of death was having to be set aside and replaced with the new law of life. God's perfect law was to be superseded by his perfect grace, which came by Christ. The eyes of this great teacher of Israel had been veiled by the iron curtain of sin and the traditions of men, and so God had sent his only begotten Son to fulfill the perfect requirements of the law, so that he could be the one perfect human sacrifice, so that he could pay the price for the accumulated sin of the race of humanity. Jesus was not sent to the righteous, but to call sinners to repent. But what the pious Pharisees had not grasped was that there are no righteous men except God's Son. Jesus was not sent to save good people, but to call sinners to change their hearts. And the whole life philosophy of Nicodemus was being challenged to the core. The old sinful life can never be reformed. Only the new life is acceptable to God. The old nature must die to self, and the new nature be conformed to Christ's likeness. The old Adamic nature cannot be improved. Only a new nature is sufficient to God. My old life must die to self, and my new life be conformed to the image of Christ. Jesus wasn't sent to teach a race of fallen sinners how to live under the perfect law. He was sent to reveal that only a new life with a new nature can satisfy the Father. Jesus didn't come to show unrighteous people how to live under the Mosaic law. He came to demonstrate how the life he lived was the only life that would ever please the Father. A life that he himself would impart to all who believe in his name. A new life. A new life in Christ. A new life born of the Spirit. A new creation. No surprise that Nicodemus did not understand all these concepts that Jesus taught. For the new life in Christ was a mystery. A mystery which from the beginning of the world was hidden in the heart of the Father, who created all things by Jesus Christ. The mystery of the new life in Christ was hid from saints and prophets of old. This was a mystery that had been hidden from ages and from generations. And yet it was a mystery which would one day be made manifest to his saints, to you and to me. What glorious riches there are in this profound mystery of Christ and the Church, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.